Hi, everybody. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm sorry I don't have any music. I don't really need the music. I just need to start in right away and send some healing energy out there. I would like to heal a lot of people tonight. Let me give you some phone numbers, please. It's 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756 and direct into California, and if you're in that area, it's 1-530-876-9146. It's such a pleasure being here with you this evening. Fred and I were on the radio last night on BBS, and we were discussing a lot about the projectors and what is happening in my room. It's really, really different. Every time I talk to Fred, something happens different in my room. Today there's three balls of light which are over the head of the table and a round disc which is quite interesting in the room. And I've got three projectors in my room and one on my desk right now. The three projectors in my room are very, very interesting. They have about 100 and some odd shapes of pyramids on the projectors, and each one is firing separately. It's very interesting. There's a ball of light about 4 inches around in the center of the projector, and there are two lights on the top of the pyramids that are facing up and down, and both of them are at a 45 or 50 degree angle going up. It's very, very interesting to look at. So there's a lot happening in my room. I'm in the other room. I'm remote viewing my room as I'm speaking to you. I don't want to overwhelm too many people staying in the room, so that's why I'm out of the room. And what we're going to be doing tonight is a lot of energy. We're going to be doing a very big amount of meditation in terms of the trajectory of Planet X. What I want to do also is to bring the energy from heaven down. This is what I've been doing, folks, for the last couple months, is what I've been doing is bringing down cylindrical energy from heaven. It's very, very round. It's perfectly round. It comes down from heaven, goes through us, goes to the center of the planet, brings the energy from the center of the planet up through us, back up to heaven. But the most important thing we're doing is putting that energy into Mother Earth on the top of the sphere. So what we've been doing is bringing the energy to the planet and giving it a tremendous boost so we can actually heal the Earth and heal ourselves all at the same time. What I've been doing with the people that I've been doing this with, and we've got about 14 million people are listening. I don't know how many people have been in touch with the meditation. I would like to know if you guys can call me and tell me if you've been able to feel that energy, which I know that most of you have, because my clients listen to the show and they tell me they've been following this quite well. I've had people call me from California telling me that the energy they've been feeling that has been very, very powerful. So what we're doing is actually putting this energy on the planet. Without people knowing it, they are sending this energy from the center of the planet, from heaven to the center of the Earth and back up and to the planet when they desire to do that, or it's automatically happening. So the more advanced people, it's automatically happening. The people that are not advanced, that's okay. You're bringing this energy to yourself, and it's healing you tremendously, and we need to do that. We need to be very grounded and balanced, and we need to be able to use what God has given us. So what we're doing tonight is going to go through a meditation to allow us to heal ourselves, heal the planet, and just to be able to get in touch with Planet X and see what we can do about Planet X. I think it's very important. Fred and I were discussing last night the trajectory of Planet X, and we believe, and from what I'm reading, that it becomes very close to the sun. And what I'm reading now is that when it gets between the sun and the earth, there's a tremendous amount of electricity that's played off the sun and Planet X, which causes fire actually to hit the earth. And that's not going to happen until around 2012, 2013. At least that's what it says in some of these books that I'm reading. And also that the Sumerians 6,000 years ago, we found 5,000 cylindrical clay, I believe they're clay, that talk about Planet X, not all 5,000, but a few of them, and it explains what they went through 6,000 years ago with Planet X coming close to the Earth. Planet X, the name is actually Nibiru, Planet of the Crossing. And in the last time it came by, we were experienced a lot of big changes on the planet, such as the parting of the Red Sea, the building of the Ark of the Covenant, Moses and Aaron doing the great things that they did at that particular time, along with Jesus, along with King David. I mean, these people were performing miracles all the time. And it was a very, very tight time in terms of energy. So as much energy was coming to the planet, miracles were being performed, and we are performing miracles now, either with or without Nibiru. But what's happening is that for whatever reason, we've been able to do miracles on the planet here, and I've been able to do a few myself in terms of healing people the way that the way that we can. I'm not taking any kind of a healing thank you or anything else of that nature for me, because this is coming from heaven and has nothing to do with me. All I am is a conduit, and I'm willing to help anybody that needs some help. If you've heard me before, my work is very, very serious, and we've been able to do a tremendous amount of good for a lot of people. So if anybody needs some help, please don't hesitate to call. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm about, and I'm willing to help as much as I possibly can. Again, those numbers are 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756. And in California, it's 1-530-876-9146. Fred is making me a fire star. I'll try to explain to you what that is and how that works as far as I know, because what Fred wants me to do is more or less tell him every day of the experiences that I'm having with the fire star. A lot of you out there know that I see things very, very clearly. And one of the things this does is that it's on the wall. It's placed on the wall, in the south wall. And what happens is that when you take it down and put it near the feet, it draws all the negative energy out of the body, and I mean all the negative energy. So I'm not sure if it takes the negative energy out and just releases that into the cosmos or back to the earth. I'm not sure. Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Jean. How are you?
Oh, hi. What is your name again, please?
Jean.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
What can I help you with there?
I was in a car accident. I was rear-ended about 2 weeks ago this Sunday.
Yes.
And I have some shoulder and back and neck issues.
Yes, I'm looking at your neck right now, and I'm looking at your shoulders. Yes, I'm looking at it now. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Is it tense?
It's been tight.
Yeah. What I'm doing, dear, is opening up your heart right now. You should be able to feel that energy in your heart area right now. Good. your third eye and down your back. What happened is that your back got tight along, your lower back got tight along with your upper back. So what we're going to do is open up the bottom back right now. There's a lot of light going in that area. You should be able to feel almost like a heavy light feeling at the bottom part of your back. Can you feel that?
Yes.
That's starting to open up. Good, good. You should start feeling yourself coming down right now. Can you feel the energy flowing through the top of your head?
Yes, I can.
Good. Okay, you're just starting to be grounded. Just give me a minute or so here. Can you feel your energy coming down? Can you feel yourself becoming more grounded and slower?
Yes.
Good. Just relax. Okay, I'm looking at your neck now, and your rhomboids are very tight. So what we're going to be doing is putting this... Okay, your chest is opening up right above the long bone, which means your collarbone, between the long bone and the collarbone, right in the center, there's a lot of light that's starting to emit right now. And you should feel really calm right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Good. Your neck is starting to clear. Shoulders are starting to relax. Did you just feel that open up and relax?
Yes, I'm starting to.
Good. Good. That was very traumatic for you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can feel that. Okay. Good. The darkness in your shoulders are coming out now. Can you turn your head and see if that feels a lot better, please, your neck?
The turning to the left feels better. Turning to the right still hurts a little bit.
Okay. We're just starting to clear it, so that's it. See how that feels on the right side of your neck now. You have, to be honest with you, what's happening is there's a lot of energy going through the frontal lobe of your head. Can you feel that energy moving in the front lobe of your head?
Yes.
Good. Little pain? It's just releasing right now. It's going away. Turn your head now and see how that feels, please.
That's better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just releasing. You should be able to feel energy above your head. In other words, think of yourself or your grandchildren that, you know that soft spot on the top of their head?
Yes.
Well, your energy is coming out of the top of the head in that area.
Yes, I can feel it.
Good. You're becoming more realigned. You're becoming more aligned right now. That feels really, really good. Okay. You should be able to feel more peripheral vision right now. Can you see more peripherally?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you have any flowers in the house, or do you have a garden or something of that nature?
Yes.
Okay. Would you do me a big favor?
Yes.
Take a look at the flowers. I think you're going to see the colors much brighter.
Okay.
Would you, please?
I'm going to look right now.
Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. You're opening up to a lot more energy. What I'm doing is sending you a lot of healing energy, and not only the healing energy, but what we're doing is opening you up spiritually at the same time to allow you to see a lot more. Good. Good. Would you do me a big favor?
Yes, I will.
I'm going to say I breathe in the breath of God. I've taught a lot of people this technique, including some people on the radio. Can you, just as I'm saying that, could you take a breath in and let's see what we can do about healing you in a lot of different ways tonight.
Okay.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
There we go. I breathe in the breath of God. Very good. I breathe in the breath of God. You should be able to feel yourself becoming more expansive. How does that feel to you?
I can feel it.
Good. If you look very directly in front of yourself, you should be a lot more grounded and a lot more centered at this particular point. Can you see that?
Yes, I am.
Good there. All right. All the energy that needs to come out of you is coming out of you now. So I'm just going to sit here and monitor you, and just make sure that it's all gone. Your pancreas is opening up right now as we speak. Your eyes should be wider. Can you see a little wider in your eyes? Are you seeing clearer?
Yes, I am.
Good. Good. Okay, there's another technique I want you to do. I want you to breathe right through your eyes, and I'll explain how that's done. If you breathe through your mouth, just take the energy through your eyes and let it go where it needs to go. Okay?
Okay.
You should be able to feel that air going through your eyes right now.
I can feel it.
Good. That's going down to your kidney area, the left kidney. It's going down and opening you up. That's wonderful. Good, it's going into your adrenals. It's going all through your body right now. You should be able to feel, do you feel tingling in your feet?
Yes, I do.
Good, good. Can you see energy at all? Can you see anything have you been able to see in your lifetime?
Oh, yes, I see orbs.
Okay. I want you to look.
Light.
Okay, great. I want you to look down, and you should be able to see shards of crystals, and it's opening up now at the bottom of your feet. You should be able to see a large ball of light emitting from the center of the earth coming up. Can you feel that, and can you see that?
Yes.
Good. Good. Can you feel that energy coming up through the top of your head now?
Yes, I can.
Good, because it's cleansing everything in your body. What you're doing is making a reconnection to the center of Mother Earth and bringing that sweet energy up from the center of the earth to the top of the earth. Now your hands should be, you should really feel that energy going through your hands right now.
Yes, I can feel that.
Where are you calling from, may I ask?
South Dakota.
Okay. I would like a favor, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I need you to hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm going to do is touch your hand. Actually, touch your fingertips with my energy, and you should be able to feel that. I'm going to do that right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. I have clients that ask me about auras.
Yes.
And the aura is it's endless. The aura is absolutely endless, and what I'm doing for you tonight is be able to open that up so you'll be able to feel the energy all the way to heaven.
Thank you.
Not a problem. How does that energy feel? It should be a lot lighter for you.
It is. It really is.
Good. Good. Okay, what I'm going to do is just touch your heart a second. There you go. How does that feel?
Good.
You should feel a lot of energy going through your heart now?
Yes, I do.
Good, good. Wonderful. Turn your head and see how that feels.
That feels much better.
Okay. Is all your, I'm trying to find the word here, is your trauma gone?
Most of it is.
Yes. Yes. I'm in your throat area right now, so we're just clearing out the rest of it. I'm going down to your diaphragm. You should be able to feel me in your diaphragm right now. And in your stomach area, things are clearing. Your first chakra is opening up more. Just let that energy go. That's it. The more you let go, the more you'll open. Energy is really interesting in the fact that when you let things go, energy will flow through you a lot clearer. Can you feel that energy? It's almost translucent.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. How does that feel through your body now?
Very good.
Very good. That's wonderful.
I had all these butterflies and birds come through the garden when you were talking.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're really close to nature when you start getting back to Mother Earth. And you're sending that energy out, and I'll tell you what happens. We're creating a vortex that's 5 miles high and 6 miles wide right in your house. So there's a lot happening. So nature is just smiling on you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm glad that you're seeing butterflies. And what else are you seeing in your garden now?
Well, there were three white ones, and then there was this gorgeous, beautiful red-colored one.
Good.
And then there were a couple birds that came and sat on the fence.
Wonderful.
Looking in.
Great. Well, you're emitting a lot of love to nature, so that's what's happening. I remember, I'll tell you a story while I have you on the phone. When I was going through massage school, I would get up and pray and meditate, and I would do the same prayers Moses did 3,500, 3,600 years ago. And we put tefillin on, which are, and it has a box, and you wind it around your arm and you put it on your head. And it talks about the absolute unity of God. And when I would do that and say the ancient prayers that Moses said, the birds would come and they would make different sounds than I've ever heard in my life. It's a wonder that most of us, you know, if we're doing prayer, if we're doing the things that are bringing us closer to God, you should be able to see a lot more, and God willing, you'll be able to see even more than what we're doing tonight.
Thank you so much. I did a meditation outside this afternoon, and there were birds and butterflies, and I could see a lot of light beings all
right
around. There were just thousands of them.
Yep. Things are happening. I know last night when I was with Dr. Fred, we were discussing different things, and I had a lot of light beings walking in and out around the house and in the house. So things do happen. So I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think it's so important to realize that there's a lot of good people out there, including you guys, everybody out there, and that we can bring these light beings to our planet. And they've been here for thousands and thousands of years, maybe even millions of years. So nature will abide with us, or we will abide with nature as long as our minds are clear. And as hello.
Hello, Steve. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What can I help you with, dear?
If you can help me with my pain level again.
Not a problem, honey.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Let's see what we have here, Nancy. Okay, we're opening up your heart. We're opening up your tummy all at the same time here. Here we go. You should feel yourself becoming more grounded and centered right now. Can you feel that there?
Yes, I can.
Okay. What we need to do, Nancy, is something that I haven't done for you before. And what we need to do is just let everything go in your body. Just let everything happen just in a wonderful state of consciousness.
Okay.
So what I need you to do is just share bliss. Just think of bliss.
Okay.
That's it. You should feel that energy in the spine opening up right now.
Yes.
Good. Good. Your hands, everything are starting to open. It's wonderful. You should feel a lot of light around your body. Can you feel that in your body?
I do.
Good. The important thing is to allow you to open up inside and outside with love, light, and harmony. And we need to think about that. You need to think love, light, and harmony. And I think that will help you tremendously in your pain.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is go right into the pain area now. Good. That's it. Can you feel your eyes wavering a little bit?
Yes.
You're seeing things coming close and far away?
Yes.
Good. Good. Because what we're doing is opening you up and allowing things to leave and allowing things to come in. So what we're doing, I'm clearing you from the inside out right now. That's wonderful. You should be able to feel all the way down to your coccyx area. That's at the bottom part of your spine. How does that feel now, dear? You should be able to... are you capable of seeing light?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay. I'm going to take you... Can I take you consciously into your body? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm starting at the top of your spine. I'm taking you into your spine with me. Good. We're clearing out a lot of negativity in your spine. Don't be afraid, honey. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. We're just doing some energy clearing. Just follow me down. That's it. All this is love. Everything that we're doing is love. You should be able to see the light at the bottom part of your spine. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. What we're doing is bringing that light up towards the spine. We're bringing it up, up, up. You should be able to feel that out of the top of your head. I want you to come out with me. That's it. Now I'm splitting away from you. You're right centered again. Good, good. You're back in alignment. My question to you is, can you move around and see how that feels now?
I feel so much better. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Good, honey. You have the ability. Now, I'm going to explain this to you so you'll know. You have the ability now to go into your spine. Don't be afraid of it. All this energy comes from heaven. I'm just a conduit, so you can go down there and clear that out yourself.
Okay.
And don't be afraid of doing that, dear. It's not going to hurt you.
Okay.
And if you need my help, call me.
Oh, I will do. Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, honey, and any time. That'll keep your stress level down also. Now, do you have a garden or something of that nature?
I have a little bit outside.
Would you do me a favor? Could you stand next to your window? I think you'll see your flowers much brighter.
And yes, I do. I do.
Do you see the green much brighter, honey?
Yes, it is.
Good. Good. You getting tingling down in your legs now?
Yes.
Okay. What's happening, basically, is that the energy that we're bringing down from heaven, you're turning into a state of bliss right now.
Hmm.
And that should help you tremendously. You should feel that energy on the inside of your calves. Can you feel that? And your feet should be tingling pretty good.
Yes, I do feel that.
Oh, good. let's take you to the center of the earth, as long as I have you here.
Okay.
You don't have to go down. I want you to look down through your feet, not through your feet, but between your legs, your feet. You should be able to see white light all the way down. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
That's the center of the earth. I want you just to take the energy and just love that energy, because what that is doing is coming through you to put on the face of the earth.
Oh.
What we're doing by this technique, as a matter of fact, I think without meditation, I'm doing this instantaneously with a lot of people. And I need them to call me to let me know if that's what's happening. I keep on getting better with this stuff for some odd reason. Don't know why, but I'm getting better with it. So you should be able to feel that bliss coming up from the center of the earth. Can you see the light?
Yes, I can, and I can feel it.
Good, honey, good. Try to remember that you can do all this work without me. The more light that we bring up to the face of the earth, from heaven and from the center of the earth, we're clearing the earth as much as we possibly can, and we're trying to make this a better world for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. So we can do that. We can make this a much better planet for everybody on it.
Yes, we can, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. All I'm doing is showing people how to bring this energy and love up to them. It's so simple. It's not complex to do, as you can see.
Yeah, I mean, if I could do it, anybody could do
it. Anybody can do it. Well, if you can do it, and if I can do it, anybody can do it, because duh.
Oh.
So that feels so much better. You feel great, Nancy.
Oh, thank you. I do.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, bless you too, honey. I just wish the best for you.
Thank you.
There's a, again, you also have, if you can look a little bit further into another dimension, you'll be able to see a vortex through your house, and it's gigantic. It's up about 5 miles and 6 miles wide also.
Oh, my goodness.
So what we're doing is clearing your whole area. They'll be able to feel that. Well, let me ask you a question. Where are you at, Nancy?
I'm in Lacey, Washington. It's just right next to Olympia.
Okay, so we're about 3,000 miles away.
Uh-huh.
Let me show you what we're going to do. You don't have to move your hands. You don't have to do anything. I'm going to touch the vortex that's in your house right now, and you should be able to feel that around your body. Can you feel that?
Oh, yes, I can.
Yes, I bet you can. This work is very serious work. And what we're doing is putting a vortex around the United States and around the world if people will call me. And we're going to make this world a much better place for everybody to live.
Oh, this is awesome.
Okay, so that's what we need to do. We're sending love around the world. This is a way that I can do. I don't know why God's given me the gift to be able to do this, but I'm doing it, and I'm willing to share with anybody that needs some help and is willing to help Mother Earth.
Oh,
and
I'm
themselves,
willing.
And their friends, the family, and whatever the case may be. So there you go.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too, honey. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, dear. The energy that we're putting around the planet, as much as I possibly can, is very pure. It's a pure energy from heaven. It's a pure energy from Mother Earth. I don't know why God's given me this gift to do, but that's what I'm doing. I'm willing to help anybody that calls, anybody that's not feeling well. I've got a friend of mine in Bath, New York, who needs some help, so I'm trying to help her as much as I can. But anyhow, getting back to the program here, what we need to do now is just, I'm going, without going into a meditation, because I think we're past meditation already, I think what we're going to do is send this energy to anybody that wants this on the planet. And I can feel that energy in a lot of people, and if they're looking down at the center of the earth, they should be able to see that light in the center of the earth. Just bring that energy up and just allow that to be yours and allow it to be everybody else's on the planet. I see a lot of vortexes opening up around the planet now, so I know this is working. I can actually see it. It's really, really wonderful to see. I think what we've done is gone past meditation and going into many, many different dimensions and be able to open things up instantaneously without bothering with the meditation. However, please don't stop meditating. We need to clear ourselves. We need to be better at what we do. We need to be more honest with ourselves, and we need to be a brighter eye, and that's what we're doing now. Eventually, this is what's going to happen. With our third eye is right above our eye, and that's not the end of it. The third eye actually opens up to the whole face. It takes a little while, but they start with the third eye right above your eyebrow. But in actuality, what happens is that your whole face becomes the third eye. It takes a while. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and with the help of God, we'll be able to open a lot of people up and help the earth as much as we possibly can. This is not, this is serious stuff. As you can tell by my phone calls, that we're doing a lot of good work, and I'm touching people's energies 3,000 miles from here, and they're feeling it instantaneously. So what we're doing is clearing. I think it's very important that we try to do that all around the world to give ourselves a better understanding of who we are, and we are total love. And as long as we can bring that love around us and in us, I think that we'll be a lot better. And the way to do it is just keep it very simple. Let go of all your anxieties, let go of the non-truth, and just be in touch with the love that's in you. And what I'm doing is opening people at their heart levels and taking it to another level of dimensional thinking. So without people knowing what I'm doing is that we're going into different dimensions and opening them up and allowing you to feel, and they are not going to hurt you. There's no such thing as hurting with multidimensional levels. It's just a matter of opening yourself up and allowing you to see the gifts that you have. We all have different gifts. We all have different values, but the truth is the truth, and there's only one truth, and that's God. And as long as we can open that up and allow ourselves to breathe in the breath of God and to be able to heal ourselves from the inside out and from the outside in instantaneously, that can be done. And I think it's so wonderful that so many people are listening and wanting to learn how to do these techniques. They're not difficult. They are very simple techniques. They do open you up. There's no time for exasperation. There's no time for anything else, but we need to do this work right now. It's instantaneous. You can do things that are amazing for yourself if you just listen to yourselves. It doesn't have to come from me. It has to come from you. What I can do is help you with it, and you'll be surprised at the amount of energy that God has given all of us separately. And the gifts that we have are separate. Nobody else has got gifts like I do, and there's gifts all over the world. Everybody on this planet has got gifts. All we need to do is get in touch with it. And I think what we need to do is be more harmonic and help ourselves here in the greatest country in the world. And thank God that I'm born here and can be able to help people that are free and want to know about this energy work and to be able to heal people around the world and the planet itself. So this is really great. Getting back to Dr. Fred last night, we were also discussing about the super receptor that he uses. And he also reminded me to tell you that if you need a new receptor, let's say you have the less expensive receptor, I think they're a couple $100, and you're going into a silver nuclear receptor, what you can do is give that necklace away to somebody else in your family. Let them wear it. Give them the value of what Dr. Fred has discovered. What we can do actually, and I've done this many times with people, is to actually take the stone and change the stone to the color that they would need, and feel the energy, so they don't have to, more or less, you know, think that they're wearing the wrong stone. They won't be wearing the wrong stone. That necklace is very important to wear. It clears, it modifies everything, and will absolutely get rid of toxins in your body. And it's amazing because it really does work. I've been wearing one for a lot of years, and we were discussing. As a matter of fact, Dr. Fred, we sold his nuclear receptor or super receptor in New York City to a wonderful guy, and Dr. Fred ended up buying a new nuclear receptor. If I remember correctly, his is 18 karat gold too, and he has the, let me see if I remember correctly, he has platinum, diamonds for a bridge, as I do, and I asked him the other day about a platinum necklace, and I said, am I ready to buy, you know, to purchase a platinum necklace? And he says, you've been ready, but to no avail, I can't afford anything like that, so I guess I'll be waiting for till I'm 97 to be able to afford one. But the gold bridges are really beautiful, and the platinum and the diamonds are really fabulous. It's something that you really need to work your way up to, but the necklaces are absolutely amazing. And the easiest way to start clearing yourself is to buy the pyramids. They have a gold pyramid, and they have a silver pyramid, and they also have a griselidome, which is diamonds. And that diamond dust, believe it or not, it really modifies everything. But I think for the beginning time, you should actually either buy yourself a silver dome or a gold dome. And what I'm going to do is walk over to my table, because I have some wonderful information on that that a friend of mine gave me here, if I can find it, on what they do. Here they are. Here, there's two pieces of paper here. I'll give you some information. I don't like to say anything unless I really, really understand what I'm saying here. Let's see. The Paradigm Headgear, the pyramids. The Power Dome Gold, the components are pure titanium frame with the finest 24-karat gold plating. Benefits of the Power Dome Gold: detoxifies the brain, body cells and intestines. Increases energy level tremendously, and I can attest to that. Excellent tool for meditation, enhances psychic abilities, and much more. And what I find is, not only does it clear the toxin, but actually I've seen the metals change in my brain by leaving, and also some of the drugs that get stuck, penicillin, different things of that nature, that starts clearing. It says here we recommend the Power Dome Gold, especially for creative work such as playing or composing music, painting, mediation, and other creative activities. The Paradigm Headgear Pyramids, the modern hat for well-being, the silver one. The components are pure titanium frame with the finest argon, silver, and gold plating. The benefits of the Power Dome: detoxifies the brain, body, cells, and intestines, increases energy level tremendously, excellent tool for meditation, enhances psychic abilities. It's all according, I guess, to which one you want. We recommend the Power Dome Silver, especially for concentrated mental work, such as reading, writing, giving speeches, teaching, and driving. Now, if I remember correctly, Fred was telling me that he sold a bunch of these to the state police, and they were wearing them in the state of California, which is really interesting. I'll tell you, go on, Fred. That's really amazing stuff. I've had a gold pyramid and a silver one, and I change them over from time to time. I also have a pyramid over my bed, which is absolutely incredible. I dare say that some of the energy that I've received from this pyramid has been able to keep me very, very clear in my mind, and also with the super projector and the necklaces that we're wearing, the projector necklace and the concentrated area of the nuclear receptor are absolutely amazing. But enough of that. I need to get on to what we're doing other than the stuff here. It's just the reason I'm pressing this is because it works. If it did not work, believe me, I wouldn't press this product, but this stuff works. And I know Fred very, very well, and probably better than most people do. And his products are unbelievable. They are unbelievable. And it's been a lot of fun working with him over the years with this. And again, I'm sort of like his guinea pig. He gives me he doesn't give it to me. But I report to him every day on what this stuff does. And it's quite amazing. I know in my room last Friday when I was working, we had a Palladian ship that was over the room. What happens, the entire ceiling disappears, and the people that live above me, they're gone, and I'm actually watching a pyramid, which is, I would say it's got to be hundreds of miles high, and watching a Palladian ship that's inside the pyramid, it was quite interesting. And I'm in contact with the Andromedans. I had one in here last night that was walking around inside as we were discussing a lot of the energy work that we do, and while I was talking to Dr. Fred. So there's a lot that happens, and it's tremendous. It's so much fun to be able to wear this equipment and really, really make it work. And over the years, it's been quite interesting. So, again, let's get away from that. Anybody that needs some healing, I've got 5 minutes left. Let me give you those numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-9146 in California. So if anybody needs some help, please don't hesitate to call me. If you need some help later on and you can't get in touch with me now, you're welcome to call me on my cell phone. It's area code 585-746-8321. I don't want to do that usually, but there have been people that have been calling me that need some help, and I help them right over the phone because they're running into some major problems. So if anybody needs some help that way, don't hesitate to call. Now, I do charge for that, but it's not expensive. But the other thing is that with the energy work that we're doing, this is really, really, I guess you would say, pushing the envelope. This stuff that I'm doing is really, really serious work. I would say that it's really, really good to use, and I'm teaching as many people as I can to be able to get in touch with themselves, to be able to go into their spines and their bodies and clear themselves or clear their friends out. Of course, they need their permission to do that, but there's a lot that we can do with our minds. Our minds are so powerful. I can't tell you how powerful they really are, because it's absolutely endless. I think Fred is finding a way of being able to get into the body and to be able to get into the mind with these necklaces that actually do clear you totally. I mean, just as total as I can remember ever having. So it's quite interesting to use his equipment, but it's even better to use the equipment that God has given us. So between me and Fred, I think we can... Hello? Hello? Well, somebody was trying to call in. I guess what we're going to do, we have two more minutes. Hello? Okay, I guess we're going to close this down. It's 6:53, and I will talk to everybody later. So thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life, and thank you so much for Dr. Fred and Dr. Valerie. I hope everything is going with Valerie. She's traveling around the country and doing a lot of good work with her super receptor. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.